B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Nerd Radio starts now.
All right, it's another week. Welcome to the Nerd Radio Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, all over social media.
Well, some places you get your podcast.
Some of the places you get your podcast. You know, if you have a hard time finding it where you get your podcast, you can always hit us up on our social media, Nerd Radio 101, and we will hit up our tech department, which is funny considering that the show is called Nerd Radio, and none of us could be considered the tech department.
We're just not nerds in that realm.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm a nerd in so many different ways. None of them are useful.
We're all nerds in the realms that don't make any money.
Yeah.
Not in the tech
Fair
department
enough.
Where
yes.
you can
Including
roll it in cash.
Yeah. Doing a podcast
yes.
every week.
Podcast where radio people go to die
yes.
now. You either get fired or you go to die, so you start a podcast.
I want to send a shout
We're doing
out
it for fun.
As we get started, I want to send a shout out to our listeners in Germany.
Ooh.
Hello.
Guten Morgen.
Thailand, Hello. Turkey, and Pakistan.
Oh, see.
Pakistan still with the Taliban's onto us.
Oh, no.
We got them.
No, it is one of the cool things about the Omni Studios that we use now is that it gives us like, hey, we downloaded from this, from here, or something like that.
Yeah.
So according to, in the last week, we've gotten a download from Germany, Thailand, and Turkey, and then two from Pakistan. We got 32 Canadian downloads.
Wow.
And about 100 and so of the American. I feel a little bit bad.
Okay.
Because last week's episode was titled, Harry Potter is Better Than Star Trek.
Yeah.
And that is the most clickbaity I have ever gone when it comes to titling an episode, because we really didn't debate whatsoever.
No.
Whether Harry
no, James
Potter
wasn't even in here for that.
Yeah, those guys had a long comic Trek. Discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to let's catch James up. So somebody that listens.
Basically, yeah, it's a guy I know, and for lack of a better explanation, it was like losing a bet sort of thing. And he said he wanted me to go on Nerd Radio and state that Harry Potter was better than Star Trek, even though I am a fan of both franchises. I would prefer Star Trek over Harry Potter, but he thinks I have integrity and I don't. So I went on the podcast and said it. And so he titled it that
yep.
as well.
And boy, oh boy, did we get the downloads.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because the other one was, there was something, we named it after bacon of some sort.
Yeah,
bacon.
It was like more bacon in my heart or something like that.
Yeah.
And because of a snafu with the system I used to use to upload to iTunes, something like that, it told us we got like 1,000 downloads that week.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
We got to work on the titles for these shows then.
I guess
I know.
So. But like I said, I feel a little bit bad. I feel like I work for BuzzFeed because I titled it something very clickbaity, and then you really didn't get content for it. So let's very quickly do the debate. Harry Potter or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Harry Potter or Star Trek?
I'm going Star Trek.
Okay, me too. So this is a Star Trek room.
And there,
there you go. That's your content.
So this episode is going to be Star Trek is better than Harry Potter.
You should title this one Star Trek is better than Star Wars.
Ooh.
You want to talk
Ooh.
Downloads.
I don't know.
Millions of angry nerds.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm willing to take that kind of
heat. I'll go around the room on that one because I think I'm in the minority.
Yeah, I'm Star Wars all the way. So
I'm going Trek.
Yeah, no, I don't think
I love them both. I love
if
them
I
both.
If I had to live in a universe, I would rather live in the Star Trek universe. But Star Wars is definitely more energy, action.
Damn it. Why do you have to put that spin on it?
Because yeah.
I would want to live
in
the Star Trek universe, not Star Wars.
Star Wars universe. Jedi,
because
instead,
the universe is all jacked up.
Everything's junk.
You got a big fat slug running things.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's just that planet, but still.
Right.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I've always loved both franchises, but which one I prefer has changed over time as I've aged.
So there was a young Al Beck that thought Star Wars was cooler.
Yeah.
So at one point in time, you dreamed to be Luke Skywalker.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's my childhood right there, Star Wars. But I still like Star Trek, but it is a little more exciting. You know, there's more going on. It's a little more action-packed, Star Wars is. And then as I got older and maybe a little more... going to say I was a little more cerebral, but we all know that's not true. But as I got older, just the content was more, I found more appealing in Star Trek than Wars. So there was a shift at some point
right
in my life from one to the other. Yeah, see, still love them both.
To me, Star Trek seemed way more corporate because everybody had uniforms.
That's true.
I guess in Star Wars you did too, but your main characters, I feel like...
If you work for the Empire, you've got a uniform.
Yeah, you can kind of wear your own thing. You know, if you were like part of the Rebels, you were cool. You just found cool garments and put them on and you looked sweet.
That's another reason I wouldn't want to live in that universe. You either conform to the Empire and you have to wear a uniform, or you live in garbage.
Oh my God, you're totally blowing my mind right now. The world
there's no in between.
The realm of Star Wars, I'm seeing so many flaws in it now.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow. It's not all Han Solo banging bitches and driving the Millennium Falcon.
No, it's not.
Mm. Almost a Millennium Force too. That's a roller coaster, not a spaceship.
There you go. There's the title. Millennium Force is a roller coaster, not a spaceship. There's the title.
If we have any artistic listeners, can you please draw Han Solo on the Millennium Force for us and tweet us at Nerd Radio 101?
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, chewing in the back, throwing up.
But I will say, to alleviate your guilt, I mean, probably since before I've been on the show, and I've been on the show for, I think, a majority of the history at this point, you've always titled the episode after something that was said.
I try
on the episode.
That's true.
And it's never like, The Great Debate. It's never descriptive. It's always something taken out of context that was said on the show.
Yeah, it's a 2-for-1 deal. You got a title, but you're also revealing some of the content as a teaser. It's a teasing title.
So the only people we clickbaited were not our listeners, so F them. I don't care.
But what if they came back for this one? Now you just told them to F off.
Well, then keep listening and you'll understand.
You can send your hate mail to at Meltdown. What's his Twitter account?
Meltdown WRM, as we always like to do. So if you don't like the show.
So here's a preview of how next week's episode is going to go. So, Al, I was looking at the analytics, and everybody stopped tuning in about 6 minutes in. I think I know why.
Yeah? Am I the problem?
The comments too about F.L. Beck.
Right.
No.
Always knew. Oh.
Listen. All right.
Pedophile's opening his mouth again.
Oh, no. Let's be honest here, gentlemen. Anyone who was clickbaited did not come back. They are not listening to this episode. The only people listening to this are 102 confused Pakistanis.
Harry Potter. Nah, that's not a Pakistani accent. I'm sorry. I can't do the accents.
You imagine there's two people in Pakistan that are learning English by listening to us.
Oh my God, no. What are they? Javier Bardem with the whole
He learned it by AC/DC. Yeah.
Every time they want to swear, they're going to say a DMX thing.
What?
We're changing lives all over the world, my friends.
Oh, yep.
Fantastic.
I don't like that responsibility.
Well, I'm sure they didn't have to deal with that over on the other side of the globe, but holy crap, did we get some weather this weekend.
Mm, yes, we did.
It was cold and it was snowy and I was trapped in my apartment for everything other than going to work.
I wasn't that cold.
It was pretty cold.
I cleaned my drive in the nude almost.
Well, almost. Yeah. James just takes right to it.
I like to put on a show.
Puts the thong and the gimp mask on and gets out there and
the way I look at it is, if I have not posted a video of me in the man thong snowball in my driveway, has it really snowed in Detroit?
Right.
Fair.
I'd say not.
Honestly, that's the thing, though. We're here at the end of January, and that was really the first actual snowfall that we had. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, if anything, I'll complain about the weather. I like when the weather is at least double digits. Mm. I don't like when it's 4 degrees. That sucks. But yeah, hey, it's winter. So we're going to get snow. Yeah. It's going to be cold. We're going to get snow. But living in the apartment that I'm in, my car doesn't get out of the driveway unless they plow the lot.
Yeah.
And they didn't plow the lot until 7 o'clock Saturday night. Plus the fact I didn't want to go outside because it was cold.
Yeah.
So I watched a whole bunch of movies over the weekend. I introduced Amy to the first John Wick. She had not seen that. She also had not seen John Carpenter's The Thing before. And I felt
hasn't seen The Thing?
I felt like that was a perfect movie to watch in the...
Yeah, the snow?
The snow.
Perfect, yeah.
For sure.
I have not seen either of those.
You haven't seen The Thing either?
No. Oh, it's a good movie.
I'll show you The Thing later.
Hey, whoa.
I'll show you The Thing.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And then,
now that's a title.
That was it.
And that's how Al became Hepatitis Al.
Oh, no!
No! But yeah, that was our Saturday night. And then Sunday night, we watched Scott Pilgrim vs. the World again because we like that movie.
I don't like that movie.
That breaks my heart.
That's what I'm here to disappoint.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'll leave your heart alone. I've never seen it fully through.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's a lot of
my
fun.
My old roommate loved that movie.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's part rock concert, part video game, part comic book.
Yeah,
man.
He'd
it's
always just, be like, look like looking Scott Pilgrim. I'm like, dude, I haven't seen it, man. Like, I don't know what you're referencing. Right. It sounds cool, but. I
really don't care for Michael Cera.
That's
fair.
He's
fine in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
And even Superbad, even though I haven't seen that.
It's the same character as in Arrested Development. Just
yeah.
a different name. You know, he
basically,
plays the same awkward.
Yeah, that's him.
I'm the awkward guy here that's somehow able to manage banging a hot chick.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I guess I would put Ellen Page in a high chick level.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Oh, you're talking about Juno.
Yeah, I'm going to Juno. Yeah, I don't
Thank
even
God,
know the girl.
Because I'm pretty sure the girl in Arrested Development was his cousin.
Yeah, no, she was. Absolutely.
I was like, I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Why can't I remember her name? Is your name a color?
I can't remember.
It's been so long since I've seen
the
rest of the
name.
She's one of maybe? No, is her name maybe?
Something like that.
It's some weird name.
She's one of the evil exes in Scott Pilgrim.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
She's the one that she's the lesbian one that's left with Ramona.
Wait, which one?
Ah.
Sorry about all the cleaning up you just had to do in editing.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Because
that was part of the show.
Major pause.
That's an extra 15 minutes. Thanks.
You know. But Deadpool 3 is in production. I thought
that's what Ryan Reynolds says.
See, I thought that they weren't going to do Deadpool anymore, and they were going to switch over and do like X-Force and all that stuff.
Right. Well, it remains to be seen if the third Deadpool movie. But
yeah, he didn't say that he was done with the Deadpool character. I thought he was going to do instead of doing Deadpool 3.
Can never be done with the Deadpool character because the Deadpool character is Ryan Reynolds.
That's true.
He's embedded himself as his character
now.
He
made that his like pet project. Like that, you know, he's like, that's what I'll be known for is this, which is awesome.
It's going to be real weird to see him as the voice of Detective Pikachu.
Oh,
Detective Pikachu movie with Ryan Reynolds' voice. Just what?
Because now you're just going to picture Pikachu saying inappropriate things.
That's why.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, make a penis joke, Pikachu.
That's the voice of Deadpool. What in the world?
Yeah, I can't remember who. I was watching TV with somebody, and that trailer came on TV, so I happened to see it. And I was like, was that Ryan Reynolds' voice? I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of hit me. I was like, man, I kind of hate the fact that I like Ryan Reynolds. Oh, my God. When did that happen?
I hate when that happens.
I know. But I do. It's fine.
Well, you know what I didn't do over the weekend that I could have is the second season of Punisher dropped on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people have been binging that. I hear there's a lot of really good fight scenes.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm still out.
Still don't want none of that.
I'm just out on all the Marvel Netflix shows.
Is that the one Marvel franchise that Netflix kept? Or is that gone after the second season?
There's going to be a Jessica Jones season 3.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
man.
That's probably the end of the Marvel Netflix relationship.
Because Daredevil's done.
Oh, yeah. Because then they're going to have their own streaming service, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Daredevil was done. Luke Cage,
Luke Cage and Iron Fist are both done. Yep.
Do they say anything about the Defenders?
They're not doing that again.
Okay. I don't know. I always stopped paying attention. Punisher season 1 was where I left off.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I saw. And then there was 3 behind, and I was 4 behind. I said, I'm never going to get caught up on that. I just don't care.
Yeah, I never even got into the Punisher at all because somebody told me I needed to watch like one of the seasons of Daredevil.
Second season.
I was like, but then I feel like I need to watch the first season of Daredevil, and I've like 3 or 4 episodes in, and I'm bored. So I don't want to pull that Band-Aid off.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I think the dude was a Jason Berthold, whatever his name is.
Berthold.
I think he
was great.
He makes a kick-ass Punisher. Yeah. At least he looks like he makes a kick-ass Punisher.
Oh, he did a very good job. And that's the only thing. When Punisher season 2 was announced, I really thought about, like, okay, maybe I'll go ahead and watch that. Because he was so good in the second season of Daredevil. And he was so good in season 1. And I was like, maybe I need to show up for that. But I don't know. If I missed everything, I'm a completionist. If I don't watch everything in the middle... I can't pick up in the middle of something.
Like, I was in the middle of the first Iron Fist season when the third season of Daredevil came out, and I just stopped dead and watched Daredevil, because, like, that's the one I care about. That's the good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I want to see. And the same thing with Punisher. Like, I don't need to watch the second season of Jessica Jones or Luke Cage or anything like that. No, I want to watch this Punisher show. This sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you're completely different in that way, though.
A little bit.
Yeah, because you'll just watch something, and if you did miss something by skipping a season, you'll just look it up and go, oh, okay, and you're good.
Yeah, or I'll just take it at face value. It's like, well, if you said that's what happened, that's what happened.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, not me. I gotta, it's all or nothing.
What else did I want to tell you guys about? I know this isn't a big Steven Universe room, the Cartoon Network TV show.
Not at all.
However,
what about you?
On
I've heard of it. And that's,
I don't know if it's the one I watched. I might have watched the Gumball one.
Yeah, probably Adventures of Gumball.
Is it the one that sometimes is like clay animation yep. and different types of animation involved?
Yeah, usually the backgrounds are like just a picture.
Yeah, okay. So I watched the Adventures of the Gumball, whatever that is, but I haven't seen Steven Universe.
Yeah, I'll probably go into more detail about this. You know, in a week or two, with some of my Steven Universe friends here on the show. But the season finale of season 5 was on Monday on Cartoon Network. It was a 1 hour episode. Typically Steven Universe episodes are about a half an hour, and that half an hour, much like Gumball, like all the Cartoon Network shows, are these 2 11
nice,
minute
short
episodes.
Concise, just enough to keep your kids' attention span, so they don't break anything in the house.
But not only was it the season finale, but it was kind of the series finale because it wrapped up after five seasons, like the main story of the whole thing.
Oh.
And then at the end of it, they said they're going to do a movie and a sixth season in the fall, kind of thing.
So he's going to hit puberty.
Probably.
It sounds like a prepubescent break.
It was absolutely fantastic. If you're even remotely a Steven Universe fan, you are going to have a great time.
So Steven Universe will become Steve.
Just
Universe.
Steve. Just Steve Universe.
Yes.
Hey, let's talk about something something else that happened on Monday. We did our draft for our fantasy
Yes, we did. We've our draft.
So we're going to be talking about, we set up a
Robots did mine.
Beasley Media Fantasy League for wrestling.
Yeah.
From now, which is the Royal Rumble week, up until WrestleMania week. And everybody got to pick 6 wrestlers in much like a fantasy football draft.
Sure.
And then you get points based on them being on TV, them winning matches, them doing everything. And at the end of at the end of WrestleMania, we'll see who's got the most points. We're doing it. Another wrestling podcast that's produced here in the building.
Which one is that?
Wrestling with Ryan or Around the Ring, around the Ropes.
Yeah, I don't know their names. With Ryan. I feel bad. I know the guys; they're all good guys. I just don't know the names of the shows they do.
And then the top three, which is produced by the guys over at 105.1 The Bounce.
Nice.
We all got together and put this together and did our draft. How do you feel, James? About your draft picks?
I'm happy with my draft picks, to be honest.
I think
you said you auto-drafted? The computer did it
for
you?
Yeah, well, there was like a snafu with the timing or whatever.
Yeah, I goofed up the timing. I thought I had it set for 8 o'clock when Monday Night Raw was going on, but I'd set it for 8 o'clock like Central Time.
Pacific time,
like,
actually.
Yeah, Pacific, which is like 11 o'clock.
Three hours.
Because I'm like, I'm ready. Like, I got a fatty roll. I got my laptop ready to go.
But
then I'm like... Oh, 3 hours to go, huh?
But the good news was that you could set it to, you know, auto. You could set your list of who you wanted.
Your favorites.
Right.
Did you end up with John Cena?
You goddamn right. I got John Cena. It wasn't my first pick. I put him as 0. Well, I'm thinking he'd be the first one.
I was amazed you got John Cena.
Me too.
Yeah, your first pick was Seth Rollins.
Uh-huh.
Healthy pick.
Yes.
Thumbs up. But then once it came back to you, you got John Cena.
Then
nobody
got John
grabbed
Cena.
Him yet.
I know. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I think it had to have been because everybody was doing auto draft. Like, they had to have picked their own. Unless, were you awake and actually, like, doing
it
live?
I was doing the overnight, but I set it Monday afternoon to auto draft. Like, I set my top because there was, six, 7 people, and we each get 6 wrestlers. So I set, like, my top 30.
Gotcha.
Just to like, okay, good.
That's funny. I should have went higher because I was like, I want to just pick the 10, my 10 faves.
Right.
But the 10 that I think will do the best. And then I ended up some of the...
Yeah, well, I was also surprised that you... That must be why you got Elias. Because I don't think you would have drafted
Elias.
I got Elias, yeah. Wait, I just got... Because I'm going to Royal Rumble next week.
Yeah.
And I got my signs from the print
shop. That's some karma right there.
And I have a giant Elias Sucks at Guitar sign with Elias's face on it that I hope will get on TV.
I'll be looking for that.
So, I got Elias. But somehow I got Brock Lesnar, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got some big names.
Well, that's the thing. Brock Lesnar's going to show up like 5 times.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to get a lot of points for Brock Lesnar.
But he might put you through a few tables. That'll be some points.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
That's funny.
He might be gone before WrestleMania.
I was surprised. We'll talk more about this and the Royal Rumble next week. Because, you're going to the Royal Rumble. We'll have Erica in and we can talk about the draft and stuff like that. But I thought it was cool that you got John Cena.
Yeah, it's hilarious that you got Elias.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, I couldn't find John Cena because it's... They just have a bunch of the wrestlers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, why is he not an option? I don't know how to search. And then all of a sudden, like at the very, very bottom of the list, there he is. I'm like, that's my boy.
Yeah.
I've already picked my 10. I'm going to put you in at 0. Hopefully it puts you at the top. But I got him second round.
Yeah. Now, as the league goes, we can choose free agents too. Okay. Well, you know, like if you
pick
the guy,
still some people left,
somebody gets injured,
yeah,
and you like they're not going to get you any more points. You can, you know, get them off your team and get a free agent or something like that. So,
see, Elias,
I don't remember who it was that that I had that I was like, no, I don't need. Oh, I had Triple H, and it's much like Brock Lesnar. He's only going to show up a couple of times, so I had to much like your Elias pick. Mm-hmm. I had to get rid of him so I could grab Baron Corbin.
It's better than Triple H. Baron Corbin might
actually
be
involved. He's going to be on TV more, that's for sure.
He'll be involved in some matches.
Yeah, you got a guy like Triple H. Like when I recognize a name that you mentioned, chances are they're getting old at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Like Triple H, I mean, the guy's still in good shape, obviously, but he's getting old.
He'll show up for WrestleMania, but, you know, I'm not going to see him on TV.
Yeah, I mean, the last match he was in, he ripped his bicep or his pec.
Okay.
He ripped a muscle.
Right, yeah.
To oblivion. And, right. And,
as it stands right now, though, James, you're in fourth. I'm in fifth. And Erica is in second.
That's Erica in second. Okay. Yeah. I don't know who all the different names were, but, I know the people that are up there, they pick like the wrestlers that aren't like the big superstars, but you see them every week.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, that's the strategy that I was like, maybe I should go with, but I'm like, I'm going to go with my boys.
Yeah.
John Cena and Seth Rollins.
Yeah. So. You know, it was smart choice. Like I said, Seth Rollins, good choice.
Yeah. Absolutely. He'll be around. He's got a match and I'm sure he'll be doing something during WrestleMania. So I was trying to think like who's going to do something at Royal Rumble and also do something at WrestleMania.
All the way. Yeah. Who's
the TV
have...
stuff. Yeah. Take it or leave it. It is what it is. But.
And those are like the two biggest pay-per-view events of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And then you got SummerSlam later on, which is pretty big, but you know. Hey, look at me. I did wrestling.
Hey, you know some wrestling.
I know.
Well, I can't think there's going to be two events leading up to WrestleMania. I think that's what I saw.
Yeah, there's Elimination Chamber, and then there's one in March. Yeah, there's like a real quick one in the beginning of March, which they typically don't do. Usually,
well, I feel like Royal Rumble is usually in February or March.
Royal Rumble is always the end of January, and there's always one in February. But then March is usually kind of like a dead month because WrestleMania is always the first week, like the first Sunday in April.
So.
Oh, I always thought WrestleMania was in March for some reason.
I thought Royal Rumble was usually later. But hey, WWE, I think, owes me something because I'm celebrating a one-year anniversary of being a part of their network. Because I subscribed right before the Royal Rumble last year.
Well, hopefully they won't take your sign away this time. Maybe that's what they owe you.
We're going to see because I got two signs I'm bringing with me. Both. Actually, I got three signs. My wild sign from Raw that I couldn't hold up. So my giant face. And then I have the Elias looks like guitar. And I have I'm a Cena sexual.
Okay.
John Cena coming out of a heart that I'm going to hold up. So I'm hoping something will get attention and I'll be able to get him into the venue. But
you
we'll
know,
see.
You know where your seats are this time?
Yeah, we're on the floor.
Yeah. Are you guys, do you know if you're
I believe
where the cameras
are
or not?
We are on the side the camera will be filming.
Okay.
But I'm back. And probably to the left.
So you're more likely to actually get on camera.
Yeah. So hopefully I'll get on. I don't think we'll be dead on camera. Mm-hmm. If it is, it'll be amazing because I'm trying to talk my girlfriend into letting me wear my GIMP mask during the whole event. So if you see a man in a Motor City 316 shirt, a GIMP mask, and a giant Cena sexual sign.
That's Jimmy Death
Nuts.
That's
me. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it, and we'll look forward to talking about that next week's Nerd Radio coming up. Next, in the next segment, we're going to have Kenny in. We're going to talk about some Resident Evil video game stuff.
So, I'm not, so I guess I'll see you later.
Bye, Al!
Yeah, get out of here, Al.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Dirk motherfucking Manning, and you were listening to Nerd Talk on Nerd Radio.
You're so close.
Oh, damn it. See, I'm keeping myself on Nerd Radio, not Nerd Talk.
Welcome back. It's Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, all over your social media machines at Nerd Radio 101. James, still hanging out in the studio with me?
Yeah, I mean, I can't get rid of me that quickly.
Absolutely.
We're talking games.
Yeah, for sure. And Chuck Bean hanging out in the studio. We got Kenny.
What up?
Kenny.
Coming in. Your other job is working at a video game store, which will go unmentioned, but I'm sure, you know. There's not a lot to choose from, so people...
The only way we mention it is what pre-order bonuses they get.
It's not Funko Land anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, they didn't pay for a sponsorship, so I'm not saying their name. But you were the one, actually, Kenny, that clued me in a couple of weeks ago that the Resident Evil 2 demo dropped.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I got to try that out. I was telling James about it.
Yeah, I had no clue about it whatsoever.
Last week it dropped.
Give us your thoughts, because the game is, if it's not out already, it is
comes out. There's a 9 o'clock releasing on Thursday.
There you go.
For the game.
Yep.
As well as the game is supposed to be officially released by midnight on Friday.
Okay.
So either way, you know, Friday you can pick up your game, or if you got it pre-ordered, pick it up on Thursday at 9 o'clock.
Right. What did you think of the demo?
I really liked it. It gave me awesome memories of when I played back in, you know, when it first released on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Which that was one of my first Resident Evil games to play.
Wow, that was a PlayStation 1 game?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that makes me feel so old.
Everybody thought it was like PS2 or something.
Holy
no.
I thought for sure it was a PS2.
No. First three were PS1s, yeah. And then the rest were PS2 and PS3.
Because I remember I played Resident Evil 2 before I played 1. I had never heard of the game.
So did I, yeah.
I just remember like everybody's murmuring, the new Resident Evil's out. And I was a bagger at a grocery store. So like all these older guys, like the cashiers that were like 16 years old or whatever, talking about this game. I'm like, this is going to be a sweet game.
Yeah.
Especially when you hit start Resident Evil.
Yeah,
I'm like, yes.
Then I remember going, for whatever reason, I was at a video game store and they had it set up and people were playing it. And I was like, oh my God, Resident Evil's about killing zombies and stuff? Holy crap. Yes. And then that's when my love of horrifying video games
started.
Yeah.
You were saying last week you don't like
that's the game. Like, that game made the scary video games really scary to me. So I was like, as much as I love them, I hate them because I look like a little bitch when I play.
Dude, yeah.
When I was playing Resident Evil, I had my sister be like, hey, you want to come watch me play a video game? I'd have my sister come in and watch me play this game, and she'd get scared and leave, and then I'd have to stop and then
right.
play for a little bit. And then be like, oh, man, I think I can kill that giant crocodile in the sewer. And go back in and play. And
now, when you used to have your sister come in the game, was that like, well, she's watching and she's going to be scared, so I can be cool.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I think it was just to have somebody else in the room, so in case anything crazy happened, like some monster or somebody pops out of my closet or
right.
something underneath the bed, you know, grabs my foot.
Right. Somebody else is there.
Somebody's there. Maybe
take her!
To call for mom or dad. Something's going on. But yeah, I remember that game just terrified me.
Now I need to append something I told you last week, is that the demo lasts for 30 minutes and you cannot save your game. I thought you could like start again at the end of it. No, you get 30 minutes.
And that's it.
That's it. You get 30 minutes to try it out, get as far as you can, see what you like, and then buy the game.
You get a taste.
30 minutes, beating it too.
Yeah.
Because all you had to do was escape the police station.
Yeah, and I did not get that far.
No, neither. I got one medallion, which I kind of figured it out myself, and it's just like, yeah, this wasn't like this in the old game, but
yeah,
okay,
it's fun. Like when they remade the original on the GameCube back in the day.
Yeah,
it's really fun when they take a game that you know and then retool it, and all the puzzles are different.
Yeah,
yeah. You were saying too, you can go into that like that third person view that they brought out in like one of the GameCube versions of the Resident Evil.
Yeah,
which
like
wasn't
the Resident
before.
Evil 4, I think, was the first one where they went third person, and that's it's essentially mostly that particular over-the-shoulder.
Okay, so it's pretty much still the same setup as what Resident Evil 2, because I feel like, did it open up with you like in a car wreck?
You were in a car wreck, and then you make it to the police station.
Yeah, you had to dodge some zombies to get into the police station.
Because it was Leon's first day at Raccoon City.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it was Leon's first day.
You even go in one of the rooms, it says, like, you know, welcome Leon.
Yeah, like they were ready to have a party for him before
everything
broke out.
Yeah.
I'd be interested just to see what it looks like from that perspective, like the levels and stuff, because I'm
so
used to the weird, wonky controls where up is always go forward. And
those old tank controls.
Or go like in the cameras, you know, of the station, go rewind back to when it all was starting down, you know, going down.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been cool, yeah.
It's a lot of fun to play these games. Like they re-released the original Pokemon game on the Switch back in November.
Oh yeah,
and it's a lot of fun to replay these games that you played forever ago.
Oh yeah,
and this new version of it is how do they improve the graphics? How do they improve the gameplay? Kind of thing. And there's a whole lot of that playing the Resident Evil. Like you're looking around the station, and the layout of the station is almost identical to what it used to be.
That's cool.
So if you played Resident Evil 2 a bunch, you still kind of remember.
I know those green herbs were.
Oh yeah, the herbs are back.
Those green herbs,
for sure. It's not a Resident Evil until you mix herbs.
I've noticed that they kind of revamped the station, like it's a little different, but it's still the same. But they just added a couple more rooms to it,
right?
And No more door cutscenes.
Nope.
Running from zombies, you know, you got to wait for the loading. The door opens.
Well, that was the best time to grab a snack or whatever. You know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, you had about 30 seconds for this door to...
Especially when it took forever to load. You're like, ah. Oh.
Yeah. And then you're like waiting for the music change. You're like, okay, if the door opens and
then the zombie's
changes,
right there on the other side of the door.
Right. Something's going down. Mr. X or Weapon X or that's Wolverine. Tyrant, whatever the stupid guy's name was.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be hunted by Wolverine than the Tyrant.
Yeah.
Holy moly. That dude is scary. Kenny, you were saying when you were trying out the demo, the zombies are actually a little bit harder to kill.
Yeah, it took at least 3 shots to the head to take them down.
Yeah.
But I noticed like the second shot they go down and I was just like, mm-mm, don't trust the double tap. Bop. All right, he's dead.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's right, because you can knock some down and then you walk by and they grab your leg.
Right.
Yeah. Like, son of a bitch, I should have saw that coming.
Oh, you don't have that option to like fight back when they get a hold of you. They just take a chunk out of you and...
Oh, really?
Then you push them back.
You don't, like, stomp their brains?
Yeah, no, like, fighting them off. I'm like, what? Where'd that go?
Right, well, you do eventually get a knife.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that far, but you do eventually get a knife that you can, like, push them off with.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, I can't remember, it was one of the older ones where they would give you, you would find different knives, but every time you used one, it was over. And they updated that so that your knife has, like, a durability. So when you stick the knife in the zombie and push him off, you can go over the zombie and pull the knife out of his chest.
Oh, nice.
Continue to use it for one or two.
Yeah, because there was one part where you had to open up a breaker box to turn the power back on. And
you had to get that knife in order to slice the
PlayStation further once you got past the lobby.
Right. It looks impressive as heck. I know that last year I played the new one, Resident Evil 7, and I think I went through it twice. Because I think Jefferson loaned it to me. But once I played it twice, I'd seen everything. And if I've got one negative thing to say, it's
But did you make the same decision, your wife or the chick?
Oh, yeah. No, I made the different decisions.
That's what I
wanted
to do.
I wanted to see what the other, what the other ending was or something like that. And I feel like, I don't know long term how much I don't know if Resident Evil 2 is a buy for me.
I'm with you on that. So
I mean, it gave me the same creepy vibe as Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
Just... not knowing what's around the door or what's around the corner. And then at one point I had like planks of wood to board up a window and I see one zombie chick in the window. She finally broke through once I passed. I was like, oh, that's what I was.
That's what I was supposed to put those boards in the window.
Oh, well, I still killed her.
So that's like pretty much the first real major release.
Yeah, they have hyped this game up so much right now.
It's funny because I must have missed all the hype because the first I heard of it was they were like, "Did you hear about the demo?" I'm like,
"What?
Resident Evil 2? The game for the PS2?
Right?
Oh, the PS1? What? What? The game that got me into scary games? I had no idea."
Well, they're also already rumoring that they're working on Resident Evil Nemesis now.
Oh, really?
Oh, you would think they'd have to.
I figured they're going to... First three, yes, I could see them,
Remaster them.
Because 4, 5, 6, 7 is already done.
All right, so video games are just doing what all the movies and TV shows in modern day times are doing right now. Finding stuff from the past.
Yeah,
and
to some degree.
Retool it and just...
Yep.
Here you go. You loved it 10 years ago. Now you'll love it again.
Right.
Now you want your money twice.
Well, it's like that with the Switch, with the Nintendo Online service, and playing all the old retro games.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like they are doing a service to the gaming community, because I know people are like, you can get an emulator, or you can go...
Yeah.
Well, I have not been able to duplicate a Nintendo video game experience 100% as what it was on the console, on the NES console.
Yeah.
Playing an emulator or whatever.
Right.
There's always some sort of weird glitch. It's not there. So the fact that Nintendo has put that out there is awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I don't know how much. I've already dropped a bunch of money when I had the Wii. I actually went out and bought a used Wii once I found out the Nintendo store was still available.
Oh, yeah.
So I could download Legend of Zelda, Super Punch Out, not Super Punch Out, whatever they changed Mike Tyson's Punch Out to. After Mike Tyson got into a little bit of trouble,
right?
You know, and then Zombies Ate My Neighbors and all these different games that you can go back and play. Like, I think that is awesome,
right?
But I like playing them just the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to upgrade the graphics a little bit, but don't change too much of it.
Yeah, for sure. There's always that line of like, how much do you want to update it before it doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the nostalgia factor.
Yeah,
anymore.
And I don't want to play Toe Jam and Earl, from a first person view as Toe Jam or Earl. I want that screen. I want to see the guys fall from the planets. Trying to collect all of Santa's packages.
Right.
Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine Earthworm Jim from a first? Actually, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
First person Earthworm
hooks.
Isn't somebody trying to remake Battletoads?
Yeah.
Or is that just a joke I saw?
It's kind of a joke, but it's actually trying to happen. Because I think one of the fighting games you could be Rad from Battletoads.
Yeah, it was because that's the people who made Battletoads are the same people that made like GoldenEye and stuff.
Yeah,
Rare.
Oh, really?
I just forgot which fighting.
Did they
game
also
it was.
Do because don't isn't there a version of the Battletoads where they team up with the dudes from another video game? It's not Bad Dudes.
Double Dragon.
Double yep. Dragon. Yeah, yep. Right.
Yeah, back in Super Nintendo, it was Battletoads and Double Dragon.
So, but they made Battletoads 2 impossible to beat, didn't they?
Kind of.
I remember the original was nearly impossible.
Yeah, because I could get to the speeder bike level.
Yep, that was it.
And that was the last level I could beat.
Right, yeah, same. Like, I think it was everybody.
Everybody I know had that game at that time. Nobody could get past the speeder bike.
Yeah.
Especially when you're young, getting out of class, getting out of school. It's like getting that drive home. It's like, I'm going to beat Battletoads today.
Yeah, like, I'm going to beat it. I almost got it. And then no matter what you try to play, you end up getting that little cave. When you go down that hole in the cave, I feel like I always end up dying.
Oh, that was a tough level too.
You know, some of those birds with the metal snips for beaks would cut you. And you're like, son of a bitch.
That's why we need them to bring Battletoads back on the Nintendo with the emulator. With the save state.
Yeah.
So that I can just save state every 3 seconds.
It. Yeah.
That's how I got through Ninja Gaiden, man.
Oh, man.
Well, speaking of nostalgia, another game that I know Kenny is super pumped for is the new Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
you're a Mortal Kombat guy, huh?
Oh, that trailer, dude.
Yeah, because they released a whole bunch of, like a story trailer, a gameplay trailer.
Yep.
A whole bunch of stuff this week.
I just love how Raiden is staying evil for this one.
I didn't know Raiden was evil.
Yeah, he sometimes transform back and forth, you know, the whole fight fire with fire sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, in this one, it shows he is an evil elder god.
Is he still Asian?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. If you can, somewhat tell through the eyes.
I got you.
But every time I see the emblem for the new Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 11, my first thought is, there were 11?
Yeah.
There were 10 others of these?
And that's even including all the story ones that they did, too.
Really?
Like the Sub-Zero mythology.
Yeah. Oh, that counts as one?
Yeah, count it.
Was there a lot of fighting in those other ones? Because I played one, and then I think I played two a little bit, and then I might have played some of the other ones.
There's three, and then Ultimate, and then...
I was going to say, like, every one of them has been a fighting game, with the exception of, I think they did one for the PlayStation?
Yeah, that was the anthology.
Right.
Where it introduced Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay, because see, I thought the...
Not Qui-Gon Jinn, that's Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
With Mortal Kombat, though, like the way they licensed downloadable characters, the last one or two of them, like that's totally a believable thing. Because I remember there was the one that was on the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, and the GameCube, and each version had a different character. I think the GameCube had, it was a Nintendo character, it was Link, wasn't it?
That's Soul Calibur that did that.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Different fighting game franchises.
Mortal Kombat had, like, you'd be Leatherface and
that
the
was
Predator and stuff,
XL,
right?
Yep.
Okay.
You got to be Alien, too, and Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, I played that one a little bit. I got confused. I kind of was out of the Mortal Kombat game once they started putting in, like, all these, like, babalities and...
Well, now that you mentioned about...
Friendships.
Jason and all them, they actually confirmed Spawn is going to be in this one.
That's cool. I can see Spawn kicking some butt.
That seems like such a weird decision to me.
I know, but, I mean, look, they had... For Injustice, Hellboy.
Yeah, I guess I see that.
Hellboy's not really DC related.
Yeah, no, it seems strange to me because Spawn seems so, and this is coming from a guy who works at a comic book store, Spawn doesn't seem very relevant in 2019.
No.
I know, but
I'll be honest, I feel like Mortal Kombat's not that relevant for 2019 myself.
Yeah,
so I feel like
as they keep teasing about the new movie, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tom McFarlane keeps talking about he's going to make a new Spawn movie.
Oh, you meant Mortal Kombat. I was like, please don't do another Mortal Kombat movie.
But they also...
They can update the theme song.
Have we learned nothing?
Mortal Kombat!
But they also have released also... Ronda Rousey is the voice of Sonya Blade.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool.
Which it's a little something to get used to for me, but...
Why? Because she actually has a voice?
Yeah.
Or is it because you're like, you hear Ronda Rousey and you're like, wow, it's Sonya Blade.
It's like I hear Ronda Rousey, I'm thinking Ronda Rousey. And
sure.
I'm just like, that's not Sonya Blade, but... I'm biting, whatever. The combat, collector's combat, like $300 for...
Whoa, so there's a collector's edition?
Yes, and it comes with the scorpion mask, a combat coin, steelbook, and the game.
Goodness gracious.
I'm like, but why $300, though, for that?
Yeah.
It's just the scorpion's mask.
That mask, it better be, like, ceramic.
Yeah, something like
it
that.
It better be... I better be able to actually...
24-karat gold right on the face.
Kill a guy with the mask if I lose the game.
Scorpion mask. Just go spray paint a dust mask from Home Depot for $2. And
you're
put
pretty
your
close.
On and say, get over here.
Right. Now you're pretty close.
And then more games coming out, of course. Awesome games.
What do you got?
Division 2.
Really? Okay.
They released the story trailer for it.
Explain Division 2 to me like I've never played it before.
Division 2, which happens, terrorists decide to attack America. No big deal.
It's a Tom Clancy thing, right?
Yep.
Okay.
They actually release a virus through the money, our money,
whoa,
during Black Friday.
Which, oh man, Black! No wonder this game didn't come out on Black Friday.
Yeah, right.
Been as bad. Well as the first place they hit was New York City, Manhattan Island. They had shut it down, quarantine it, and then all hell breaks loose. Everybody's taking law in their own hands by teaming up, looting. Then they got their own groups called cleaners. They're people taking out people that are like infected with this virus because. Everything's going
crazy.
Is it
starting to go down the road of like futuristic combat like Call of Duty started to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which the government actually has sleeper cell agents, which they call them the division, which nobody else but like, you know, the president and other higher ups in the government know about these people.
Okay.
So as this is going on, they start activating them because they're within the people and everything. So they can kind of go in there and do their own thing. So they're the government's badass SEAL Team 6, basically.
Okay.
So gameplay-wise, it's a first-person game?
Third-person view.
Okay.
Even when you aim up, too, unless you're a sniper, then it goes into first-person.
And where does the player fall into all this?
Your player, you're basically a division agent, you know.
You're one of the sleepers?
Yeah, one of the sleeper cell agents that, you know, gets active and trying to bring peace and make sure everything's getting copacetic and trying to...
Okay.
You know.
Interesting.
Maintain control.
So what's new in the new game in Division 2?
The new game it leaves off from that where the virus has carried off into Washington D.C. our great country capital.
Okay.
And
so
of course
be fighting through the Congress building?
Yeah, Congress, well that's like your home base as well. You find other safe houses for you to, you know, re-up your stuff, buy new weapons, gear, you know, to level up your character. They have a position called the Dark Zone, which is the most infected area, which is AKA the multiplayer part of it.
Okay.
Well, Division 2 is going to have three of those.
Instead of just, so three different maps.
Yep.
There'll be Dark Zones.
You know, like me and you can team up. I accidentally shoot you. I've gone rogue. So you can kill me. Anybody else can kill me, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, interesting.
As well as your
team. And I imagine the Dark Zones have a bunch of like NPC infected.
Yeah.
To try and, you know, survive through.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a Call of Duty Zombies mode where you just survive in waves of dudes?
Kind of like that, but you're also other people, you know, because you're looting and everything, and then you can call on a helicopter, and that's when hordes of people start coming after you.
Oh.
As you call in the helicopter to send all your stuff up, you know,
right.
Get more.
Much like
reward.
In Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
As soon as you radio that helicopter,
yeah, that's when they're like,
on your butts.
There's a lot of noise over there. I think.
But if you pre-order that, which you get the Ultimate Edition, which is $130, you get 3 days early access to the game, bunch of DLC. You know, not like how the last Ultimate Edition was. You got the watch, patch, a bag. You know,
you got a whole bunch of
awesome
fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff. Now it's just DLC. You just get a bunch of DLC.
Well, the downloadable content market is huge, you know, over the last couple of years. Like, you buy a game for $60, and then you spend another $25 on a year's worth of downloadable content.
Yeah. It's almost like you buy a game that's unfinished.
Yep.
A little bit.
You pay to get the rest of it later.
Right.
But if you pre-order now, you can get access to the beta, which drops February 7th through the 10th. So that kind of gets you in to see what you're going to be dealing with.
It always makes me, like, I'm not into these games, the Division games or whatever, but anytime I hear that, like, the beta is only, like, 3 days, I'm like, oh, my God, I gotta play it.
Yeah.
I gotta play it.
I always miss it, too.
There's only 3 days? This game has gotta be hot.
Right.
They're only giving you 3 days to play. I gotta play this game.
I gotta see what
once
it is.
Once you said that, I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, the Dark Zone, whatever, I'm not the Tom Clancy guy, but
3 days.
I got 3 days to try it in beta? Take my money, Kenny.
Right. Well, that's going back to the Resident Evil demo. That's that half hour that you got to play. It's kind of like, oh, well, crap. I got to try it now.
Yeah,
it's,
dude, that's like the cruelest like drug dealer move ever. Like, I'm going to give you 30 minutes to sample this drug. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want some more? Well, you got to wait, and then you got to pay.
It's not released yet.
Yeah, you got to wait a long time, big boy.
Okay, well, one more thing I wanted to hit up before we wrap things up here. Speaking of some unscrupulous gaming stuff, James, have you, I know you check out the Fortnite stuff. Have you seen, there's an article I found about Fortnite is a perfect game to launder stolen money.
Is it really?
So there's a scam going on with Fortnite. People are, people will steal credit cards and then start an account. A Fortnite account and buy a whole bunch of the cool stuff.
Okay.
And then sell the account.
Amazing. I wonder if that's what happened to Chuck the Freak. Some of that stuff happened and a bunch of stuff got bought on his card. He got it shut off. But I wonder if that's a scam.
That they were running?
Yeah.
Stella playing Fortnite.
Yeah. No. Some nerds, somehow somebody got, he installed something and got the virus. Then all of a sudden he was getting all these charges for video games and Fortnite stuff on his account when he's like, we're not playing all that, and had to get it shut off. I wonder if that's what happened. That's crazy, though.
That is nuts.
I was going to say, Chuck don't seem like a Fortnite guy.
No, he's not. But yeah, there's, the article is on comicbookresources.com, but they're saying, There's a lot of money to be made.
And finally, some bad news for Fortnite.
Loot boxes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but this
is
a new scam. So if you're online and somebody wants to sell you an account for like $25 and it's got a whole bunch of like limited edition weapons and stuff,
it's probably hot.
Yeah, it's a
never
hot
thought
account.
I'd live to see the day where there's a hot like internet account and you can buy like a hot.
I remember with World of Warcraft when I was playing it that there would be you could like buy a World of Warcraft account of somebody that like grinded up to level 100 or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen people sell them on Craigslist and stuff too.
But it never really occurred to me because that was before you would like just spend $25 to get this sword and $50 to get this thing or something like that.
People are making on those because that might be.
I think the last time I saw it was like $200 for a level 250 wizard or something like that.
Right.
So you can take my account, take all of my stuff and everything's like
how much
I'm good.
How much time do they put in there to get to a level 200?
It's like the $200.
Like no way.
That's it goes back to all the gold farming and stuff that they'll do in, any of these online games. You get they'll have warehouses full of people over in Korea or something like that, just playing the game over and over and over to farm this thing so that they can sell it off to you.
That's funny.
They got IVs of caffeine going into them.
Well, I mean, I get people wanting those, like, all those unlocks or whatever, those levels, because I've been playing Realm Royale.
Yep.
And yeah, I've noticed that. I've been seeing that.
Yeah, they just wrapped up, like, their first battle pass or whatever.
Right.
And I was kind of bummed out because I didn't follow everything they're putting on social media. Just all of a sudden, I got, like, a notification, like, this is the end of your battle pass. And I was like, oh.
Like, what? So,
yeah, I'm like, I'm only like level 20, there's 65 levels to get to. I would, if I had known the time was so short, I would have put some more time in the game.
Right.
But then what do? I re-up for the next one. So I already have the second battle pass, and now they just announced that now the beta is open. So now instead of me being good, I know all these gamers are going to flock to it, and they're going to be 1,000 times better than me, and I'm not going to have fun. It's going to be right back to Fortnite.
Yep.
I'm going to be pissy like I was when I play Fortnite.
Right.
Well, I tried out. I got one more thing. On the PlayStation 4, I tried out a free-to-play game over the weekend when we were all snowed in called Don't Bite Me, Bro.
I like it. Don't Bite Me, Bro.
It's a free-to-play game, which means you can throw money at it to get better guns or whatever like that. But it's kind of like a top-down view of... It's a mix of Minecraft and a zombie horde mode.
Okay.
You start with a little base, and you have to go and knock down trees in order to build up the walls on your base, and then you can go into town, which is off to the left, and you can siphon gas off of the cars, so you can get a car. You can have up to 4 players couch co-op, and I'm pretty sure you can play with people online as well, but like I said, I only played it for about a half an hour or something like that.
But, I like the name.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's free to download, so go and check it out. Maybe we can get together online one of these days.
Kind of sounds like 7 Days to Die.
A little bit. And I did get killed by the zombies once, and then it just kind of starts you back at like wherever the last upgrade was. You think
how's the graphics look? Is it going for realism or is it kind of
not
cartoony?
At all? Okay. No, it looks like very.
Or is it like Minecraft?
It looks kind of Minecraft, okay. But like I said, it's top down view. So your dude is like this big instead of having that first person.
So
view.
Is it almost like the original Grand Theft Auto type of like view?
Kind
of,
yeah.
Okay, like you're looking at it from like a police chase, and like you're watching a police chase from a helicopter.
Yep.
Yeah, you're watching a zombie apocalypse.
No matter what.
What's that?
They only said one swear word the whole time was the F word.
Oh,
that was it. That was it in the first one. I noticed. Yeah. I remember that. It's like, it was like there was supposed to be more swearing. Only one F word.
It's like a rated R movie. Or what is it?
PG-13.
They get one F bomb.
Yeah, one F bomb. That's it.
Make it count.
Yeah, so that's my recommendation. Go check out Don't Bite Me, Bro on the PlayStation 4. It won't cost you nothing.
I'll check the indie games, see if it's on Xbox.
Dude, I love the indie games that are coming out more so than like some of these major releases.
Yeah, of them are actually pretty good.
I mean, the last big one that I've really had my heart into was Cuphead.
Cuphead was amazing.
Oh, the graphics. Like,
yeah,
just,
Cuphead was really hard.
To get that game,
yeah, like the throwback amazing. To the animation style. I just fell in love with that game.
Yeah,
I don't care
fantastic.
That I can't beat any of the bosses.
just looking at it is a joy.
I have fun just watching it. I feel like it's like a choose-your-own cartoon adventure.
Yeah, that's like how Power Rangers was, too, when they brought that game out.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet, like side view and everything.
Right.
And got Green Ranger.
I'm glad you brought that up. I miss some of those side-scrolling games.
Yeah.
Like watching some of the stuff you post when you're playing some of those old school NES games and the side scrollers. Like, I miss those. Like,
I miss the beat 'em ups.
Like the Streets of Rage. Like, where's the games like
Ninja
that?
Turtles.
I want to play some more games like that. Like, cool. You can make it look like I'm really shooting somebody in the head, but can you make an entertaining, fun side scroller?
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
There was Separation
Maximum
Anxiety?
Carnage.
That was it. Maximum
that's
Carnage.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That might be one of my all-time favorite games. Right there.
That game was super hard, too.
Never beat it.
No.
I got to the Statue of Liberty. No, I got to the Fantastic Four headquarters. It was the farthest I ever made it, and I died fighting the boss of the Fantastic Four headquarters. And I think from there, it's almost done. But
that's the thing, too. A lot of those games were always licensed, like Spider-Man, Ninja Turtles, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really curious with the Nintendo app on the Switch. Will they have to relicense that stuff if they want to like put the original Ninja Turtles?
That's a good question.
NES game on there.
I'll tell you.
Can they, you know, will they even bother to spend the money to like get the license to do it again?
If Maximum Carnage is on like the docket to be decided, I hope they choose to do it.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, I would do some nasty things to play that game
to
again.
To play Maximum Carnage
like,
again?
I would suck some strange things in order to play that game. Once again, I miss
hopefully
that
it's in
game.
A red case, too, like the red cartridge.
Yeah,
the red cartridge
oh,
was
man,
great.
They nailed that one when they came out with that
game. It was
game.
Like that and Doom was the only ones that had they were red.
Oh, that's right. Doom came out
Yeah, because they were all gray, but then, you know, like, I think, what was it, what was the fighting game that Rare, going back to Rare made, Killer Instinct, had the black cartridge.
Yeah, the black.
Yeah.
Somebody came out with a yellow cartridge, too.
Yeah, there was a yellow one.
Was it a Donkey Kong?
Maybe it was Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong Country.
Well, if you remember,
Country was regular. I think it was maybe like Donkey Kong 2 or something.
Okay. If you remember which Super Nintendo cartridge was yellow, hit us up, Nerd Radio 101. Thanks for coming in, Kenny.
Yeah.
Talking some video games. We'll do this again in a couple of weeks and see what else is out there in the world of video games.
Now I get to go clean the garage.
Hey, there you go. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Radio and come on back next week.
Eat off that garage floor by the time you're done, Kenny.
That's where lunch is.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
And we're out!
Everyone's awkwardly, just silently waiting for me to hit record.
Well, I don't want to derail any. I've got stuff to get to. I'm trying to not throw us off.
You get over that, James.
Schedule.
Trust me.
I started doing
it's half of the fun.
Do people talk over each other? Yeah. It's natural. Mm-hmm.
It's the only way I do this podcast.
Right?
Wait, Chuck's talking? Hey!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.